I'm Carla Reeves, and this is Differently, a podcast where we explore the ins and outs of what becomes possible when we're willing to think, do, and show up differently to the moments of our everyday lives. Today's podcast is From My Heart to Yours on the brevity of life and how the way that my parents lived inspires me to squeeze the juice out of everyday life. I was in the bathroom getting ready for the day a week or so ago and listening to a sermon. He was talking about the brevity of life and how we spend too much time planning to live and wasting our lives. And I felt this overwhelming feeling again to live and love more fully. This is a familiar feeling, one I've lived with much of my life, and a feeling that I felt very significantly again after my dad passed away at the end of 2019. I felt it on my heart again this morning. It's time to do a podcast to honor mom and dad before the end of this year. It's important. It had been on my heart before, and honestly, I'd been scared to do it. Scared because I'm afraid I won't do them justice. It's just not possible. I did a talk a few weeks ago on the art of everyday skydiving. I hope to share it with you here at some point. But the idea was that there are moments in our everyday life where 20 seconds of courage can help us to leap into that idea, a conversation, or that step we've felt compelled to do but fearful of doing. And this is one of those things for me. My mom and dad were and still are giants in my life. It won't be possible to capture that in one or many episodes, but I hope to share snippets over time. And this week, while feeling a deep sense of gratitude and missing them so very, very much, it felt timely. One of Dad's last wishes, my sister and I were standing next to his bed, thanking him for the beautiful life that we had been given and reminiscing about time spent together. And his response was, just pay it forward. And so my mission now is to do my very best at that. That feeling I've had throughout my life to squeeze the juice out of everyday life, to love and live as completely as possible, it was so strong after my dad passed away in October of 2019. And I had a very unusual experience after Dad died. I felt this expansive energy and bigger purpose than I had ever felt before to live more fully and love more deeply and support others in doing the same. And while there was also tremendous grief, I was afraid to tell anyone that because, for one, it wasn't what I ever expected to feel in the days following his death, and two, it was overwhelming and I wasn't sure what to do with it. There were days in my younger years where I couldn't even speak of my parents dying. The thought was unthinkable and unbearable. And here I was feeling this incredible, expansive purpose in life. And the only explanation to me is God. God was ever present during the last chapter and final days of my dad's life. God was everywhere. I watched Dad take his last breath, and I have never had more faith in life everlasting. So fast forward, May of 2020, and at that time, my mom had been in a home, and we got word that she wasn't doing well, and I drove out to California to be with my siblings and bring my mom home to my sister's house. And we got there, we picked her up. She was in the back of the car with my sister. And while she wasn't totally aware and present of everything, she knew when she was with her family and She knew that day she was with her daughters and she knew something special was happening. She was giddy like a little girl. And we got to my sister's and we got her to the kitchen table and we sat down and we had lunch with her that day. And after we moved her to her bed for her to take a nap, and she got in her bed, was so cozy and relaxed, and she never got out of bed, but she spent the entire week surrounded by her kids and her family. And that was our entire focus. The whole week was taking care of her, and we expected that she would be there for several months. It wasn't but just a week later that she passed. I miss and think of my mom and dad every day, and they have me feeling expanded and inspired to live more completely than ever before. When someone leaves, their life and the way they lived gets bigger. And in the days and weeks following their passing, I was flooded with how they lived, and I hope to keep paying that forward, as Dad asked. Brevity, it's never long enough. Don't wait to say you're sorry, to say I love you, to set down grievances, because there may not be a someday. Live in this moment, take 20 seconds of courage, and leap more often. There are things that are standing out to share today as we approach a day of Thanksgiving. And the first is just family and the love and focus on family. But as Thanksgiving is here, I just have such fond memories of Mom and mostly the setting of the table. Thanksgiving morning, she would wake so early, and I remember coming out early to help her, and the first thing she would be doing was setting the table, and it was with the utmost care and attention that she set the most beautiful table, placing the silverware and the plates and the napkins and the glass and the centerpieces and the tablecloth. She put such special care into the placement of every little thing, so much love in the way that she did that. And then we would all gather, and I still do this today with my boys, to break the bread for the stuffing. And that's just a beautiful tradition in our family. And Mom always welcomed people into our home on holidays that didn't have a place to go. The spread that she would make, she did it with such ease. You know, I think it was one of her superpowers. And, you know, I don't ever remember, I'm sure there were moments of stress, but I don't ever remember her like I do in my own kitchen, of the stress of just before dinner is served and getting the gravy ready and mashing the potatoes. And there's always some urgency and a little bit of stress to all of that. And I don't remember that with Mom. She was elegant. She was festive. She was dressed up. And she just, her being was just so celebratory over the holidays. And it was absolutely contagious. And their generosity. Dad, in his latter years, I remember it was his birthday. And on that particular birthday, he had a gift for all of us kids. And that just so speaks to him on his birthday, and he's giving us gifts. And my mom, I remember like complimenting her on a purse or something she was wearing or something in her home, and she would, without hesitating, offer it. And I love that. I love the generosity. I love that she wasn't attached to those things and her willingness to give them away so very quickly. The other message that just stands out so much is this idea of relax and slow down. My mom, I remember, it was early in my 20s, and we were walking around a flea market, and I can't even remember what I was talking about. It probably was something to do with planning my life or making things better. And she just said, relax, relax. And it annoyed the heck out of me at the time, but I can see now that she was less focused on planning her life and getting it all right and more focused on living. My dad was a man of few words and not one to give advice, but his advice really came in the way that he lived his life. But in recent years, he sent an email to all of us kids, and it was a list on, I can't remember exactly, but just a list on how to live or tips for living. And on that list, twice in all capital letters, were the words slow down. It really struck me, and I knew he must have seen something in his latter years, likely as he watched the world move around so fast and all of us rushing around. For what? Watching my parents in the end of their lives, it all came down to love and relationships. Truly nothing else mattered. As their world got smaller, the people around them and the relationships they have got bigger and played such an important role. And I will always remember that. And the last message on my heart today is just this idea of living fully. Mom and Dad knew how to live. They worked hard. And they played hard, and they knew the value of getting away from the regular routine of life to take us away as a family. Those getaways to the lake or to the snow, sitting on the beach or riding in a boat were our most dearest and cherished memories, away from the busyness, focused on quality time together and fun as a family, and it bonded us forever. And Mom, as a teenager, I remember sitting in the bathroom, fussing over my hair, trying to get it right, frustrated by the way that I looked. And my mom would just walk by and say, "Forget yourself and go have a good time." And again, at the time, as a teenager, it just drove me crazy and annoyed me because I knew she was right. But later in life and today, we say that all the time, just as a reminder, forget yourself and go have a good time. Such wisdom. Life happens. And the other thing Mom and Dad taught me is that, you know, something might go wrong, or maybe we'd have a breakdown of a car or on a way to one of our family getaways. And they never let it really get them down. In fact, my brother often said once that they would always just use it as an opportunity to almost make something better. And I remember in college, I was dating a boy, and I remember his truck broke down, and he got so upset and angry and frustrated, and it just kind of ruined the moment and kind of the entire day. And I remember being shocked. And it was that moment that I realized that not everyone grew up living in that kind of atmosphere that my parents modeled. They truly seemed to know what was important and had really, really great perspective. And watching them in their latter years, as their world got smaller and their world began to shrink, they still knew how to find the joy and find the love and find the happiness in the simplest of things. In closing, I want to share a story of standing by my dad's bed a few days before he passed away. And I could tell that he was flipping like through the files of his mind and his life, almost taking an inventory. And then I don't know if it was a few minutes or hours later, he patted my leg and he just said, "We did it." And I could see it in his face, a sense of completion and satisfaction in the way that he lived his life. And I want that for all of us. So as you gather in Thanksgiving, may I remind you to go live fully, hug your loved ones close, find the good, let go of the planning, and live this day to the utmost. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Differently. I hope it stirred your thinking, and I invite you to take one inspired action from something that stood out to you. If you love listening to this podcast, may I ask you to leave a review in Apple Podcasts? These mean so much to me, and I read every one. They are a great source of fuel for me as I am creating these episodes. If you want to hear more conversations like this, hit follow or subscribe on your favorite podcast app and help me spread the word. If this episode could impact someone you know, please share it and pass it along. Remember, new episodes drop weekly. See you next week.